The Brookings City Council discusses a possible change to the city charter on the selection of the city clerk. The proposal to have the city manager hire the city clerk rather than the council was defeated unanimously last night. Brookings Representative Tim Reed, former mayor and council member, spoke against the proposal. He says the city clerk should remain directly under the council.
But the city clerk is and should continue to be the council staff. The city clerk has quite a bit of responsibility that's actually given in state law, including elections. Now, the person that oversees elections, should that person report to the city manager or to an elected body? I think you really have to consider that.
Councilmember Leah Brink also spoke against the plan.
Imagine if we had a clerk that was hired by a city manager and he or she must disagree with the direction of the city manager based on law or precedents or other things. That's harder to do when you report to one individual. Keeping the status quo protects us against potential corruption and the consolidation of more power within the hands of one individual.
Councilmember Dan Hansen says he wanted to discuss the possibility because citizens raised the issue, and he's disappointed none of those people showed up.
They didn't take advantage of the opportunity that was given to them, and that's probably my biggest disappointment, is that they didn't. Ultimately, my disappointment with the process is that I feel like it got way too political, and I don't think that this process should be political in nature. We're trying to hire the best person, and I don't know that that was always in the forefront of everybody's mind.
Any change to the city charter would also have required a citywide vote.